welcome to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host Silky Harvey, every Monday at 1 p.m. CT. Well, hello everybody and welcome yet again to the Inner Hippie Club radio show. Will you believe it that it's already the fourth week? Yes, we've been going for a whole month today. Doesn't time fly by? And today's show is going to be brilliant yet again with wonderful guests in the studio. We have today Nicolette Halliday. She's the founder of Inspired Hearts Publishing, and she lets us in on the secret how nature speaks to you in Fireside Stories. We also have Anne Michaud. She's the author of Why They Stay, Sex, Scandals, Deals and Hidden Agenda of 8 Political Wives. She discusses her book and gives us a glimpse into her life as she takes the talking stick. And on Music Spotlight tonight, we have David Ward, a singer-songwriter from Canada. He's recorded some of his tunes especially for us today and gives listeners an intimate look into his songwriting on the Music Spotlight. And I would love to encourage all listeners today to leave their comments on our brand new Facebook page. It's at www.facebook.com Inner Hippie Club Radio Show. So again, that's www.facebook.com Inner Hippie Club Radio Show. It would be lovely to have some of your reviews and opinions and insights in how you're enjoying the show. I love to get feedback. And with this said, we are going to go shortly after the commercial into Fireside Stories. Are you living a life of your dreams after breaking up with society's expectations? And do you want to tell your story to inspire other women around the world and at the same time elevate your business by becoming a best-selling author? Then apply to be in Strong and Free, stories of women who are living their dream after breaking up with society's expectations. That's an upcoming multi-author book by Inner Hippie Books, and we are still looking for amazing women, amazing stories now. So, if you are strong and free, apply at www.innerhippiebooks.com. I repeat, www.innerhippiebooks.com, and become a strong and free best-selling author. And now it is time for Fireside Stories. On the show today we have Nicolette Halliday, the founder of Inspired Hearts Publishing, a multi-author book publishing company, and she's going to talk to us about how nature speaks to you. Welcome in the studio, Nicolette.
My name is Nicolette Halliday, and I'm coming today to speak about when nature spoke to me. And so about 5 months ago, I was working behind the scenes in the publishing industry, helping to produce multi-author books, supporting female-owned publishing houses. And I was working behind the scenes, and I was really enjoying the work that I was doing, and also realizing that there was a bit more of my vision that was wanting to come into fruition. And so I made this big leap and decision to start my own publishing house. And so I made the biggest investment in myself and my business to date. I signed on with a mentor who was going to help me, launch this publishing, lead the reins in this publishing industry. And so I'd I started this publishing company, and you know, all of the feelings and emotions that come along with making a big investment and putting yourself out there were swirling around. And 2 weeks after I made that investment in myself and made this decision to start a publishing company, my husband of 18 years and partner of 24 years told me he wasn't in love with me, and that he wanted a divorce. And, you know, my heart stopped, and the timing seemed so unfair. I got swallowed in the grief for a minute, and then I knew I had to carry on. The school year was coming to an end, and I knew that my girls would be home with me. And for all the parents out there who have worked from home, you know the balance in you know, work and when you have your kids there. And I was desperate to change my environment in that moment. I was home. I was surrounded by the memories. My husband had left. He was staying with his brother. I was trying so hard to come to terms with all of these changes that had happened. And so I had this idea that I wanted to go on a working vacation. And so I started scouring the internet for a place that would feel like paradise to me. I wanted to wake up and feel alive. And so I was scouring the internet for extended stay, vacation rental properties. And I really had opened up. I didn't care where it was. I wanted to be on the water. The water was calling me, and I knew I needed to get away. I settled on this place, a very rural community of about 12,000 people. It's Bainbridge, Georgia, right on the Florida-Alabama border. And it was right on Lake Simole, and the pictures were green and lush, and it seemed like that was going to be the place for us to spend the summer. So we traveled. It was two long 13-hour days to get there. We stopped in Arkansas overnight and picked up and carried on the next day. And when I first arrived, it was dark, and I was searching for the lake. All I could see was trees that like went from just, if you haven't been in the South, it's just, the streets are lined with trees and they're massive. And so all I could see was trees. And as we're getting closer, like the GPS is telling me, okay, 2 miles to your location. And I'm like, where's the lake? Where's the lake? Where is the lake? You know, keep driving. All I see is trees. Finally arrive, and it's dark, and I had messed up the arrangement. So check-in wasn't till the next day. The owner had worked with me, but he had to have his cleaning lady go over there and do some finishing things. So we couldn't check in till 9. And I stepped outside, and if the loudness of nature was singing, it was the trees whistling in the wind and the frogs croaking and the crickets, and everything felt so alive. But it also felt a little creepy. I wasn't used to it. And I don't know, for anyone out there who has watched the movie The Deliverance, I literally felt like I had been like dropped down. When I walked around the back to see the lake was like this big lake, and it had a lot of moss. It looked swampy. And I was really nervous at first. Like, why did I come here? Did I make the right decision? The lady who was cleaning the place came outside, and I said, "What is that noise?" And she stopped and she listened. She said, "That's just normal." And it was so loud. I couldn't believe how loud it was. So I went to bed, we finally got in, and it was this hodgepodge place. It was clean, but a little funky. And I went to bed with a knot in my stomach. And I was like, did I come all this way? Was this the right decision? And I felt scared, like a little creepy, like it was so remote. And, you know, I just was like, oh, wow, this is kind of scary. And I woke up to my journal the way I often do. And you know, what came through the pen was that I am absolutely in the right place, and that I am here to observe nature. I went outside, and in the sunlight, the vibrance of everything green, it was its own little ecosystem. We were on the lake, and there was birds, and you could see the fish right from the dock. And you always heard all of the nature singing. It was always so perfect and in such unison. And there was these trees, you know, these trees that were so massive. They were just giants. And I started to kind of see, okay, yeah, everything's so perfect. And at night, the sky was like painted and it would reflect off the water. And everything felt so perfect. And I would spend hours on the dock. I would spend hours just sitting there. Observing. But I still wasn't really like, why am I here? Like, what am I meant to learn from you? I would beg the lake, like, why am I here? You know, like, it was perfect. Everything was perfect, but I didn't really, I still was like, yes, it's perfect. And I'm feeling so capable and everything's amazing. But why? I just wanted the reason. I wanted the answer. Why did you pick me to come here? Why did I pick you to, you know, be here in this moment of healing? So we spent most the time there outside in our little nature preserve there. It was so green and lush, and we just be in it. Everything was still, except for like the orchestra of nature. And we would go to the beach, which was about an hour away in Florida. And we would do some sightseeing, and we'd come back to that nature preserve that we had right there in the back. And what I realized later, we came home, and you know, it's like, it was nice. It was a nice break, and my heart was healing. I need, you know, the break that I needed, and changing the environment was very healing. But once I got home is when I realized the lesson I had learned, and that I had been cracked open to hearing nature and the wisdom that is available in Mother Earth always, all around us. And this very vibrant place that I had been to, that I had doubted, like I still had doubted even up to the end, like, but why? No, it was the perfect place. And it cracked my heart open to hearing and to listening, to hearing, to receiving the wisdom that is always available in Mother Earth. And now I'm back in Colorado. And the trees are talking to me. And the birds always come at just the right moment. And I always hear the crickets now. I never heard them before. Now I always hear the crickets. I always hear them just chirping away. And the imprint of that experience, the imprint of nature, is what opened me up to being able to receive all of this. I used to watch TV, and now I just go out and watch the trees. I used to spend a lot of time asking everyone what they thought. And now I just go and I'll just be with nature and let it tell me what I need to do. It's a very quieting speak. So, you know, when people say, well, how does it speak to you? How does nature speak to you? It's more of a knowing. It's like the wind whispering. And then it implants its wisdom on you and you can receive it. And it's a knowing and it's available for all of us. It's always here for us. I don't pass a flower that I don't smell. I pay reverence to the beauty that is around every minute when we're outside in it. The light from the sun that's inviting us to come in, or, you know, the rainstorm that shows up and cools everything down. It's perfect. It's easy when you let it be. And that's how nature speaks.
That is such a beautiful story. So touching, so profound. Ah, I'll get all goose pimply. It really is such a beautiful thing to listen to nature and to hear what it has to tell us. It has such wisdom. But tell us a little bit about your business now, Inspired Hearts Publishing. I'm curious to find out more about that.
Yeah, so Inspired Hearts Publishing was launched, I want to say, May of 2021. And it is, I do the work that I do because I love the creative time and financial freedom in entrepreneurship and the ability to be fully present for my daughters. And this work encourages me to explore and express total and complete self-expression of the heart and soul. And I get to encourage my clients to do that too. We help purpose-driven entrepreneurs leverage their personal story to grow their business. But it's so much more than that. When you get to show up and share a piece of your journey and reflecting on it in such an intimate way and connecting with your audience is truly a heart-opening experience that very few modalities provide.
Thank you, Nicolette. It was a pleasure having you in the studio today. And for any listeners out there who want to get in touch with Nicolette about Inspired Hearts Publishing, her details will be on the show page. Just look her up, click the link, and get in touch with her.
You are listening to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host, Silky Harvey.
Are you living a life of your dreams after breaking up with society's expectations? And do you want to tell your story to inspire other women around the world and at the same time elevate your business by becoming a best-selling author? Then apply to be in Strong and Free, stories of women who are living their dream after breaking up with society's expectations. That's an upcoming multi-author book by Inner Hippie Books. And we are still looking for amazing women, amazing stories now. So if you are strong and free, apply at www.innerhippiebooks.com. I repeat, www.innerhippiebooks.com, and become a strong and free best-selling author. So we're now on to the talking stick section of the show, the Inner Hippie Club. And today in the studio with us is Anne Michaud. Welcome, Anne.
Hello, nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure having you in the studio today. And Anne is an author and she's written the book, Why They Stay. And with that intriguing title, I pass the talking stick over to Anne and she can explain all about it.
Sure, thank you. Well, I wrote a book about, I had been a journalist for many years and was covering politicians, and some of them got into a sex-related political crisis. And I would write about the men, and they included just people I covered, Bill Clinton, Elliot Spitzer, who was the governor of New York, and Anthony Weiner, who was a congressman from New York. And I would sort of wonder about their wives. They were being told by political advisors to stand by their man and, you know, go out in public and stand together. And in, even in some cases say, you know, I love him, I forgive him, I think he'd make a great president or a great mayor. And I just wondered what was going on with these women that they would decide to do this publicly. And I felt as though the political system was treating them as props in a sense. And I know because I'm a woman that we're, you know, real life human beings. And I wanted to look at their histories and their reasoning for why they would stay in the marriage. And so that's what I wrote about.
That's a really interesting topic, something that not many people actually think of, and yet you've got a really valid point there. Why do these women stay? So it will be interesting and fascinating to read. I would definitely get myself a copy of that. I can't wait to find out more about it. But tell us a bit about the woman behind the book, about yourself and your business. What do you do?
Well, I'm a journalist still. I'm working as a reporter right now. And actually, I'm moving from my current job to a new one, and I will be a managing editor pretty soon. So, but you know, covering the news and right now focusing a lot on business news. People often think that with the topic I chose that I might have gone through this myself, but I haven't. I have a solid marriage of 26 years.
So. Yeah, so what got you onto the topic? Did you just literally get intrigued by the idea? Because it's not something anybody thinks of every day, but what sort of intrigued you about the whole topic? Because there's a whole load of psychology behind the topic, obviously, as well. Because it's not just maybe women who are married to powerful people like the president. There are women all over the world who are married to men who've got maybe a lot of money or who've got some form of other power. And mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of women are in similar situations. So it's generally a global thing and it's a phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tried to pull out what role politics might have. But I also found that there were a lot of common threads between these public women and private women, I would say, how they're making their decisions. For example, they consider the emotional health of the family before they decide what they're going to do. But I got onto the topic because Hillary Clinton was going to run for president. And I was talking to a literary agent, and she said, you know, no one's written about this. Why don't you why don't you give it a try? And she, knowing my background as a reporter who had written about politics a lot, so I did do that. And that was earlier when we thought she might win the presidency.
Yes.
And I wrote a first edition of the book, which included 9 couples. And then I went out and began doing a book tour and speaking about this. And at that time, Donald Trump had been elected, and people would say to me constantly, what about the Trumps? And so I decided to include to go back and research the Trumps and interview people around them, and add a chapter to the book for a second edition, which came out this summer.
Yeah, really, really interesting. So you write a lot, you're a journalist, you're a reporter, so you have a busy life. What do you do to relax, and what are your passions in life and your hobbies?
Well, I'm very into, right now, streaming stuff on Netflix, and I just signed up for Apple Plus, and what, because I wanted to watch Jon Stewart's new new show, and it's very serious. I was surprised. I thought there would be more comedy, but fine by me. You know, I think he's really insightful, and I started watching another called The Morning Show. So anyway, that doesn't, I love to garden, and I'm starting to winter over some plants now that I've had outdoors all summer. And I also have 2 daughters who are 22 and 24, and I'm pretty crazy about them. They have their own apartments now, but they came to visit this weekend. What else do I do? that's about it.
But that's quite a lot. I know gardening takes up a lot of time, but it's beautiful. It's rewarding, because I do a bit of that. Not very much. We've only got a yard. We don't actually have a garden. So I'm mostly into potting plants and getting them ready for the winter. And even that little bit takes quite a lot of time, but it's a perfect time to unwind and relax and decompress, yes. I find.
Yes, absolutely. I have some impatience that I can see in my window boxes that we purchased a year and a half ago, and then I wintered them over and learned how to propagate them. I guess it's more of a hobby since COVID has kept us inside so much. And I work from home, my husband works from home, so I wanted to do something to brighten up the place.
Yes.
And so there's the plants have helped me do that.
Yeah, I did very much the same when COVID started. I actually attempted to transform my yard into an allotment and try to grow my own beans and potatoes.
Yes, nice.
It was marginally successful. I realized that growing potatoes in pots and that is not going to be as good ever as just having them in solid ground, but it was good fun, good fun. And it teaches you a lot when you are with plants, I find.
I think so too.
Yeah. So, what is your biggest dream in life then?
Well,
is there any item on your bucket list that is a complete non-negotiable?
We're going to travel more pretty soon, I think. My husband and I, when we stop working as much. And I definitely want to keep, I have 6 siblings, and we get together usually every year or every other year. We pick a place, a beautiful place for a summer get together, usually on the beach. And I want to absolutely keep doing that. We lost our dad this year, and he always was a big instrumental in making that happen. So I wanted to keep going with that.
Yeah, well, I'm so sorry to hear that, but it's a beautiful way of keeping his memory. It's beautiful. Yeah, so if you had one wish to change the world for the better, what would it be?
Well, I think that I would wave a magic wand and make it possible for people to consider each other when they make decisions in their lives, when they judge each other, that they do something for with the consideration of society as a whole, our common shared issues. I would like to see people be a little bit more, I guess, civic-minded is one way to put it, but just a little more communal in our thinking.
To have more consideration for each other, maybe. Yeah.
I think, you know, that would go to issues like the environment and, you know, making sure children are well-educated and not living in poverty and that sort of
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. And having consideration for one another is such a fundamental thing. It's like you said, it reaches into all parts of society. People would stop polluting the planet because it's just me and making money, and people would stop and think about their actions. So yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly on that one. Definitely.
I thought you might.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful. So where can the viewers, listeners actually find you if they want to get in touch with you and want to find out more about your book, Why They Stay, and generally get in touch or find your website, look you up?
The website is annmeeshow.com, all one word. And on there are links to the book and where you can buy it. There's a free chapter you can download that didn't make it into the second edition. And there's a contact form on there. If you fill it out, then you can get in touch with me, and I'd be happy to speak to people.
Lovely. And all your details will also be on the show page. So anybody wanting to look up Anne, just go on the show page and click on the link that will be included. It was such a pleasure having you in the studio today, Anne. Sadly, our time is up. I could talk all night, but we always have to stick to schedule here on the radio. So it was a real pleasure having you in the studio today.
It was great to be here. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
You are listening to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host, Silky Harvey.
Are you living a life of your dreams after breaking up with society's expectations? And do you want to tell your story to inspire other women around the world and at the same time elevate your business by becoming a best-selling author? Then apply to be in Strong and Free, stories of women who are living their dream after breaking up with society's expectations. That's an upcoming multi-author book by Inner Hippie Books. And we are still looking for amazing women, amazing stories now. So if you are strong and free, apply at www.innerhippiebooks.com. I repeat, www.innerhippiebooks.com, and become a strong and free best-selling author. Well, that was Anne Michaud on the talking stick. That was a very interesting, very entertaining interview, and I really enjoyed that. And with that, we are already almost at the end of the show, and we are getting to our music spotlight, because no Inner Hippie Club radio show is complete without music, because music is the food of life, the music is food for the soul, And there is absolutely no way that we can get through each and every day without music. So on the Music Spotlight, I have made it my mission to always introduce interesting artists, artists that you don't necessarily find in the media spotlight. And there are also artists from my days as a bass player. For over 20 years, I played professional bass in a rock and roll band, and obviously came across lots and lots of interesting people, and I'm still in touch with a lot of them. So I do actually have the privilege now to showcase their music on my show, and it's such an honor to do so. But for today, we have Dave Ward in the studio. Dave is a singer-songwriter from Canada, and he's played many different pubs and venues back in the 70s, and he also spent a long career in design of application systems and database marketing. That's a bit like me, actually. He's combined music with a rather more serious career, but I think musicians are a bit like that because, contrary to what everybody always thinks, we actually have to use our logical side of the brain a lot of the times. Because how else can you learn an instrument and learn all the structures of music? So you find even in history that a lot of musicians are mathematicians and great scientists. So when Dave is not working on databases and playing his music, he is relishing writing songs for people to enjoy and for other artists to perform. And his genres range from light rock to country and folk, and themes vary from fun and romantic to more serious. A lot of his music has a bit of a retro feel, and with the influences stretching back to the 50s and 60s. Yeah, that's the kind of music I like. I'm a rock and roll girl through and through. I love that. And Dave's songs have been recorded by several different artists in both the rock and country field, and he continues to work with a variety of artists. You can listen to Dave's music on YouTube, and the link is right here on the show page under Dave's bio. So just scroll down, find Dave, and click on the link and enjoy his music. And now, take it away, Dave.
This is Dave Ward, sometimes known as Phantom Ridge. I'm a Canadian songwriter and grateful to have had a few songs recorded by other artists. Very pleased to feature a few retro tunes that have yet to be recorded. Hope you enjoy them.
Oh, my lady, I like the way you move me, the smile in your eyes, the softness of your fingers on my skin again and again. Oh, sweet baby, I hear a song, I want to write it. It's all about you, just to show you how I really care, and I do. There's a moon up above, makes me want to sing. There's a chorus of love, and I love everything that you do. Yes, I do. Every little thing that you do. Now can you see just how you make me feel, and how you color my life, like you called my name and stepped out of a dream into my world. So just hold me, hear the echo of our beating hearts unfolding in time, as you lie within the shelter of my arms once again. There's a moon up above, and it makes me want to sing. There's a chorus of love, and I love everything that you do, yes I do. Every little thing that you do. There's a moon up above, it makes me want to sing. There's a chorus of love, and I love everything that you do, yes I do. Every little thing that you do, yes I do.
Set you free.
stepped out from behind a tree.
Are you living a life of your dreams after breaking up with society's expectations? And do you want to tell your story to inspire other women around the world and at the same time elevate your business by becoming a best-selling author? Then apply to be in Strong and Free, stories of women who are living their dream after breaking up with society's expectations. That's an upcoming multi-author book by Inner Hippie Books. And we are still looking for amazing women, amazing stories now. So if you are strong and free, apply at www.innerhippiebooks.com. I repeat, www.innerhippiebooks.com, and become a strong and free best-selling author. Thank you, Dave, for this intimate glimpse into our songwriting world. The songs you just heard before the commercial were Every Little Thing That You Do, That Little Heartbreaker Got a Hold of Me, and Cheyenne. So I would like to once again thank Dave. And if you want to listen to more of his music, go find him on YouTube. The link to his YouTube channel is also right here on the show page. And will you believe it, this is already the end of the show. And like every week, I end the show on an Inner Hippie tip. Because this show, after all, is all about releasing your inner hippie and helping you to find that joy in life and to reconnect with that wild and carefree teenage feeling. And it's so important if you want to be carefree and have fun in life to remember to have fun, because without fun you can't thrive and life has no meaning. You really need to go out there, live life to the max and enjoy every moment, enjoy the little things. And one great tip for doing that, it's the good old laugh. Yes, it's simple as it sounds. Just simply make sure that every single day at some point you have a good, deep, long belly laugh. Because laughter is the best medicine and relaxant in the world. You feel instantly better and its positive effects last for hours. And if it's a bad day, just and you think there is no way I can laugh today, there is absolutely nothing to laugh about, start by forcing a smile. Yes, it does actually work. I've tried it myself. And forcing a smile will actually soon turn into a proper smile. It's miraculous. It really does work. I have tried it myself. no matter how blue, no matter how sad you feel, no matter how fed up or angry, when you start physically pushing your face upwards and literally forcing a smile, your mood seems to instantly lift and get lighter. So read or watch something funny, and even if it means putting on a cartoon or just watching something really silly on Netflix, it doesn't matter. It can be complete slapstick, something that, you know, some people have got a hang up about laughing at the silly things in life because they think as adults we should be more serious about things. But forget about all that. Whatever makes you really laugh out loud, watch it. And even if it's the Looney Tunes, even if it's Mickey Mouse, it doesn't matter. Don't be afraid to act silly. And if you're with friends or good colleagues, have a group laugh. And you could even go as far as practicing things like laughter yoga. Mm-hmm, there is such a thing. Look it up online. Give yourself permission to act like a kid for a few moments each day and watch your happiness level increase, and with them your personal power, because the happier we are, the more powerful we become as people, and the more our light shines and we can go out there and make a positive difference in the world. And once you've finished laughing, I can guarantee you, you will feel entirely relaxed and so much more ready to get on with your day. Magic. And this was it for today. I hope you can take this tip with you and have a bloody good laugh today. And hope to see you again next week. Same day, same time. Mondays at 1 p.m. CT on the Inner Hippie Club radio show. Bye. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host Sophie Harvey. See you again next week, same place, same time, Mondays at 1 p.m. CT.